Opponents of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood have greeted with fervor a ban on all activity by the Islamist group and the seizing of its assets. Cairo resident Ahmed Toba.
They made a lot of mistakes, and this is a consequence of these mistakes. I support the decision and support the seizure.
A court decision Monday that affects all actions by the group is the latest turn in a stunning reversal for the group. From the overthrow of Egyptian President and Muslim Brotherhood member Mohamed Morsi in early July, to the crackdown on supporters that have left some 1,000 dead and thousands more in custody or on the run, the Brotherhood is enduring some of its darkest days since a previous ban in 1954. And that's fined by some who follow the government line that the Islamist political group is closely allied or in fact the same as extremists carrying out attacks across the country. President Samah Samir.
Because the group that sheds the blood of their fellow Egyptians or sheds the blood of anyone must become an illegitimate group and a terrorist group. They killed youths who were in their prime years in Sinai and took Egyptians' money and placed it in favor of their group.
Brotherhood leaders vow to appeal the court ruling, and supporters say they will continue their demonstrations, which have continued despite a state of emergency throughout much of the country. Rights activists also express dismay over what they fear may become an even greater polarization of the country. Heba Mariah of Human Rights Watch.
We've moved into a phase where there seems to be an overall political decision to exclude the Brotherhood from Egypt's political future. And I think without some form of inclusion of the Brotherhood, I don't see political stability occurring in Egypt's future.
Others worry that further marginalization of the Brotherhood could make some extreme elements feel there's no place to go except violence. Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Cairo.